Between prepping ingredients, setting the table, and planning your tomorrow, sometimes you need an extra hand with dinner. Delta Faucet is here to help. Just ask your connected home device to fill your pasta pot with Delta Faucet Voice IQ technology and fill it with the perfect amount of water. Done. Visit DeltaFaucet.com/voiceIQ to see how Voice IQ can fill your dog's bowl, wash your hands, and more.
When the weather outside is frightful, the Hyundai Santa Fe is, what's the word? Delightful. Because it's got available H-Track all-wheel drive to make being out together better. Enter for your chance to win the newly redesigned Santa Fe, packed with all the jingle bells and whistles you need to go dashing through the snow together. To enter, visit Amazon.com/Hyundai or scan the QR code on specially marked red and green Amazon boxes. No purchase necessary. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
Between prepping ingredients, setting the table, and planning your tomorrow, sometimes you need an extra hand with dinner. Delta Faucet is here to help. Just ask your connected home device to fill your pasta pot with Delta Faucet Voice IQ technology and fill it with the perfect amount of water. Done. Visit DeltaFaucet.com/Voice IQ to see how Voice IQ can fill your dog's bowl, wash your hands, and more.
You hear the music. Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of the NFL Wrap-Up. I tell you what, the end of the season is approaching, and the regular season still have some solid matchups. I tell you what, Week 15 was very interesting, and as we head down to the wire, we have this special edition of the NFL Wrap-Up. Of course, we're going to be previewing the Christmas Day game between the Minnesota Vikings and the New Orleans Saints, and on the program, I have them back on. I have an interview with Ross Jackson. Ross is the host of the Locked On Saints podcast, and he's also the co-host of the Dylan and Ross Save Sports podcast. He's also an editor for the website Canal Street Chronicles, and he just does a lot of jobs. We're going to have him back on to discuss the Christmas Day game between the Minnesota Vikings and the New Orleans Saints. We're going to preview that game. But as always, you know, when we do the show, we have to recap what happened in the previous week. So let's recap Week 15's most important games. It was definitely very exciting. All right, let's start off with the Thursday night game in overtime. What a finish it was between the Los Angeles Chargers and the Las Vegas Raiders. It went down to the wire. It went to overtime. Rookie quarterback Justin Herbert will be the future of the franchise as the Los Angeles Chargers beat the Las Vegas Raiders. Final score in overtime, 30-27. Also, the next game that we had was between the Carolina Panthers and the Green Bay Packers. Aaron Rodgers was solid. Defense played their part as well. The Green Bay Packers were going to beat the Carolina Panthers. Final score, 24-16. Next game that we had was a good one between the Chicago Bears and the Minnesota Vikings in an NFC North showdown. The Bears pulled off to beat the Vikings. Final score, 33-27. On out to a tight game in the near the nation's capital between the Seattle Seahawks and the Washington football team. Washington had a chance to win the game, but Seattle's defense held off towards the end. Final score, Seattle 20, Washington 15. Next game that we had was between the Philadelphia Eagles and the Arizona Cardinals. It was a tight one between Jalen Hurts and Kyler Murray, but in the end, the Cardinals would hold off to win. Final score, Arizona 33, Philadelphia 26. What a game it was down in New Orleans between the Kansas City Chiefs and the New Orleans Saints. Drew Brees returned. He would throw three touchdown passes. But the offensive juggernaut of the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes, along with Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce, and some solid defensive plays, helped Kansas City hold on to beat the New Orleans Saints. Final score, Chiefs 32, Saints 29. Sunday night football between the Cleveland Browns and the New York Giants. It was all Cleveland. Baker Mayfield was solid. Jarvis Landry handled his business. The running game was intact. Cleveland would go on to beat the Giants. Final score, 20-6. And a shocker on Monday night football between the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Cincinnati Bengals. Ryan Finley was effective. Nice running from Gio Bernard, and Cincinnati's defense held off Big Ben and the Steelers offense. Final score, Monday night football, the Cincinnati Bengals 27, the Pittsburgh Steelers 17. And those were your scores from the most important games from Week 15 in the National Football League. All right, now it's time for my top three storylines. I'm going to start off with Aaron Rodgers and Patrick Mahomes. Early in the season, well, I should say in the first half of the season, The MVP race was between four players, in my opinion: Aaron Rodgers, Patrick Mahomes, Ben Roethlisberger, and Russell Wilson. Roethlisberger and Wilson have not put up the numbers in the second half of the year, but Rodgers and Mahomes have been consistent all season long. Aaron Rodgers made history, becoming the first quarterback in NFL history to throw for over 4,000 passing yards in three consecutive seasons. That goes to show you that even at this age and stage in his career, Rodgers is consistent, still getting it done, and he's still worth every bit of the money. Patrick Mahomes is the future of the NFL, and man, he said in a comment a while ago, right when the Chiefs won the Super Bowl in February, that he had not reached his prime as of yet, and it's going to be scary when he reaches his prime. So Rodgers and Mahomes, I think it's going to be 1-2 in that MVP race. It's going to come down to possibly either the last game of the regular season or what happens in the playoff run. Whoever wins this award is definitely going to be deserving of it, man. Rodgers and Mahomes, two once-in-a-lifetime talents, and definitely looking forward to these two going down the wire towards the end of the regular season and going into the postseason. My next storyline is going to be the Cleveland Browns. Cleveland, is, if anybody's going to give the Kansas City Chiefs a run for their money, it's going to be two teams: the Buffalo Bills and the Cleveland Browns. Cleveland has been flawless the last several weeks. Baker Mayfield has played at a high level. Jarvis Landry's played at a high level in the absence of Odell Beckham Jr. Their tight end play is really good with David Njoku, also Austin Hooper. And let's not forget about the best running back tandem in the league with Nick Chubb and also Kareem Hunt. Defensively, Cleveland's one of the best in the league, led by Myles Garrett. So the Browns are definitely something serious right now. They are definitely a team that could give Kansas City some problems in this playoff run. The Browns are not to be played with, and the Browns, you know, it's always refreshing. I know you've heard me say it on the shows about how refreshing it is to have the Cleveland Browns winning again. It's definitely refreshing to see Cleveland on national television on a regular basis. It's just so much fun. They haven't had this feeling in a long time, and definitely they had that was their first time being on Sunday Night Football in over 13, 14 years or something like that. But it was been a while, but it was definitely an impressive performance by the Cleveland Browns on both offense and the defensive side of the ball. And my last storyline, the team, they finally did it, but better yet, I'll let the fans go ahead and show their appreciation. A lot of Jet fans have reason to celebrate and to chant in the chant, J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets. That's right. The New York Jets won their first game of the 2020 NFL season, and they won respectfully. They beat the Los Angeles Rams 23-20. I mean, the Jets came in, played an effective game defensively. Sam Darnold played well. And now the Jets, they're going to be questions now, because now the Jets currently don't have the number one overall pick in the 2021 NFL draft. That distinction, that honor currently belongs to the Jacksonville Jaguars. But let's give the Jets a lot of credit. The Jets, they played. They came and they played hard. They played tough. They played physical, and they gave the Rams a run for their money. Where does this go? Where do we go from here in terms of the quarterback situation with Sam Darnold, the possibility of drafting Trevor Lawrence? Only God knows what's going to happen. Only God knows what's going to happen in management with the Johnson brothers and how management puts this thing together. But congratulations to the JETS Jets, Jets. Congratulations to Gang Green. And they're currently definitely flying high for the moment in New York. And I tell you what, man, it's been a tough year for both New York football teams, Jets and Giants. But if one team reigned supreme in Week 15, it was definitely the New York Jets. And again, congratulations to them. And hopefully, maybe they make it in one more victory before the end of the season. Who knows?
Oh,
right? That was the Jets chance. Jets chant one more time for all the New York Jet fans. All right, that concludes segment number one. Coming up after the break, I have an interview with Ross Jackson. He is the host of the Locked On Saints podcast and also the editor for the website, Canal Street Chronicles. We're going to preview the Christmas Day game between the Minnesota Vikings and the New Orleans Saints. I'm Ed Robinson. Thank you so much for joining me, and you're listening to the NFL Wrap-Up.
Need an extra hand with dinner? Just ask your connected home device to fill your pasta pot, and Delta Faucet Voice IQ technology will fill it with the perfect amount of water. Visit deltafaucet.com/voiceIQ to discover more.
As you make plans this season, consider convenient COVID-19 testing from Quest. Get the same test hospitals use without a doctor visit. Simply order online, select from drive-through or at-home options, and get the results sent securely to your phone or computer. It's a great fit for your busy life. With over 20 million COVID-19 tests processed, you can count on Quest. So order your test today at QuestCOVID19.com. That's QuestCOVID19.com.
When the weather outside is frightful, the Hyundai Santa Fe is, what's the word? Delightful. Because it's got available H-Track all-wheel drive to make being out together better. Enter for your chance to win the newly redesigned Santa Fe, packed with all the jingle bells and whistles you need to go dashing through the snow together. To enter, visit Amazon.com/Hyundai or scan the QR code on specially marked red and green Amazon boxes. No purchase necessary. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details. When the weather outside is frightful, the Hyundai Santa Fe is, what's the word? Delightful. Because it's got available H-Track all-wheel drive to make being out together better. Enter for your chance to win the newly redesigned Santa Fe, packed with all the jingle bells and whistles you need to go dashing through the snow together. To enter, visit Amazon.com/Hyundai or scan the QR code on specially marked red and green Amazon boxes. No purchase necessary. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
Ball is.
That looks forward.
It does.
It was our angle after all. Here's Breeze with the deep shot. Sanders down to the two. Tackled down by Tyrann Mathieu. And Breeze is able to hit on a big one for 51 yards.
Well, they quick snap him. They quick snap him, and Breeze looks off. And he looks off, and he's going to get Mathieu looking at his eyes. And just launches the ball on a go route. So they quick snap him, Jim, where you basically get up and get set, protect everybody, two-man route, and you're throwing it over the top of everyone.
Second and 13. Breeze lobs it over the top. It is caught by Murray. He's down the sideline, and he's in. Touchdown, New Orleans. And the Saints have taken the lead. He'll find it, so we've got to give it that. Here's Kamara. Kamara takes it in for the touchdown.
And the Chiefs, who have played outstanding ball all game on defense, just when that momentum swings, you bring out your best stuff, especially on. Take your shot outside.
Breeze to the end zone, and it is caught for the touchdown. Will Jordan Humphrey. And how about that drive by Drew Brees? Well, you can't keep these quarterbacks down for long.
I mean, there's a reason he has the most yards in the history of the NFL. Throws a perfect ball.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. That audio was courtesy of the National Football League and CBS Sports. That was Jim Nantz and Tony Romo on the call. And you heard it, those, some of the audio from the New Orleans Saints and Kansas City Chiefs game. The Chiefs would beat the Saints 32-29, but Drew Brees made his return to the NFL season and would hook up on several touchdown passes. Of course, that was to Latavius Murray, Alvin Kamara, and LaJordan Humphrey. And to get more into detail about this game, as well as the Christmas Day game against the Vikings, Ross Jackson from the Locked On Saints podcast is going to be coming up real soon. We're going to go more into detail about the Saints-Chiefs game, also look ahead to the Christmas showdown against the Vikings. You know, Saints and Vikings, it's always an interesting showdown. So Ross is going to be coming up after the break. Keep it locked. We'll be right back.
At Community Coffee, we've been making great-tasting coffee for over 100 years. But what makes us different isn't just how long we've been around. It's how far we're willing to go in pursuit of the perfect cup. We select only the finest beans and use over four generations of family roasting experience to give you the richest, most delicious coffee around. Find Community Coffee at your local grocery store or visit communitycoffee.com to order some today.
Between prepping ingredients, setting the table, and planning your tomorrow, sometimes you need an extra hand with dinner. Delta Faucet is here to help. Just ask your connected home device to fill your pasta pot with Delta Faucet Voice IQ technology and fill it with the perfect amount of water. Done. Visit DeltaFaucet.com/Voice IQ to see how Voice IQ can fill your dog's bowl, wash your hands, and more.
As you make plans this season, consider convenient COVID-19 testing from Quest. Get the same test hospitals use without a doctor visit. Simply order online, select from drive-thru or at-home options, and get the results sent securely to your phone or computer. It's a great fit for your busy life. With over 20 million COVID-19 tests processed, you can count on Quest. So order your test today at QuestCOVID19.com. That's QuestCOVID19.com. As you make plans this season, consider convenient COVID-19 testing from Quest. Get the same test hospitals use without a doctor visit. Simply order online, select from drive-thru or at-home options, and get the results sent securely to your phone or computer. It's a great fit for your busy life. With over 20 million COVID-19 tests processed, you can count on Quest. So order your test today at QuestCOVID19.com. That's QuestCOVID19.com.
When the weather outside is frightful, the Hyundai Santa Fe is, what's the word? Delightful. Because it's got available H-Track all-wheel drive to make being out together better. Enter for your chance to win the newly redesigned Santa Fe, packed with all the jingle bells and whistles you need to go dashing through the snow together. To enter, visit Amazon.com/Hyundai or scan the QR code on specially marked red and green Amazon boxes. No purchase necessary. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
Between prepping ingredients, setting the table, and planning your tomorrow, sometimes you need an extra hand with dinner. Delta Faucet is here to help. Just ask your connected home device to fill your pasta pot with Delta Faucet Voice IQ technology and fill it with the perfect amount of water. DeltaFaucet.com/Voice IQ to see how Voice IQ can fill your dog's bowl, wash your hands, and more.
Need an extra hand with dinner? Just ask your connected home device to fill your pasta pot and Delta Faucet Voice IQ technology will fill it with the perfect amount of water. Visit DeltaFaucet.com/Voice IQ to discover more.
Wash your hands with soap and water before you eat, after using the toilet, after touching anything many other people touch, like a seat on a public bus. Scrub thoroughly for 20 seconds. If you cannot wash your hands, use a hand sanitizer. Taking these steps can prevent not only coronavirus, but also colds and flu and other viruses. For more information, visit the World Health Organization's website, www.who.int, or the Centers for Disease Control's website, www.cdc.gov.
AppsFlyer's Next in Marketing podcast features amazing guests from every corner of the industry, helping us break down the major changes in advertising, media, and technology. NBC Universal took us behind the scenes of Peacock. Twitch and Activision explained what the huge boom in gaming during the pandemic means for advertisers. You'll hear even more unmatched insight from leaders at Netflix, Visa, TikTok, and more. Subscribe today with Spotify, Apple, iHeart, or wherever you get your podcasts.
When the weather outside is frightful, the Hyundai Santa Fe is, what's the word? Delightful. Because it's got available H-Track all-wheel drive to make being out together better. Enter for your chance to win the newly redesigned Santa Fe, packed with all the jingle bells and whistles you need to go dashing through the snow together. To enter, visit Amazon.com/Hyundai or scan the QR code on specially marked red and green Amazon boxes. No purchase necessary. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details. When the weather outside is frightful, the Hyundai Santa Fe is, what's the word? Delightful. Because it's got available H-Track all-wheel drive to make being out together better. Enter for your chance to win the newly redesigned Santa Fe, packed with all the jingle bells and whistles you need to go dashing through the snow together. To enter, visit Amazon.com/Hyundai or scan the QR code on specially marked red and green Amazon boxes. No purchase necessary. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
Between prepping ingredients, setting the table, and planning your tomorrow, sometimes you need an extra hand with dinner. Delta Faucet is here to help. Just ask your connected home device to fill your pasta pot with Delta Faucet Voice IQ technology and fill it with the perfect amount of water. Done. Visit DeltaFaucet.com/Voice IQ to see how Voice IQ can fill your dog's bowl, wash your hands, and more.
When the weather outside is frightful, the Hyundai Santa Fe is, what's the word? Delightful. Because it's got available H-Track all-wheel drive to make being out together better. Enter for your chance to win the newly redesigned Santa Fe, packed with all the jingle bells and whistles you need to go dashing through the snow together. To enter, visit Amazon.com/Hyundai or scan the QR code on specially marked red and green Amazon boxes. No purchase necessary. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
Need an extra hand with dinner? Just ask your connected home device to fill your pasta pot, and Delta Faucet Voice IQ technology will fill it with the perfect amount of water. Visit DeltaFaucet.com/Voice IQ to discover more. Need an extra hand with dinner? Just ask your connected home device to fill your pasta pot, and Delta Faucet Voice IQ technology will fill it with the perfect amount of water. Visit DeltaFaucet.com/Voice IQ to discover more.
Whether you have your own bathroom or you share one with your family, a little extra help keeping the bathroom sink, counter, and mirror clean goes a long way. And Viva paper towels are for the long haul. They're 2 times more durable when wet compared to the leading value brand. And they clean like cloth, helping you keep the surfaces in your bathroom dry and fingerprint and toothpaste free. For an exceptional bathroom clean, there's Viva paper towels. Visit vivatowels.com to learn more.
Between prepping ingredients, setting the table, and planning your tomorrow, sometimes you need an extra hand with dinner. Delta Faucet is here to help. Just ask your connected home device to fill your pasta pot with Delta Faucet Voice IQ technology and fill it with the perfect amount of water. Done. Visit DeltaFaucet.com/Voice IQ to see how Voice IQ can fill your dog's bowl, wash your hands, and more.
145 over 92.
180 over 111.
182 over 100. And I had a heart attack and a cardiac arrest and then a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure looks like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a heart attack or stroke are far from invisible or silent.
My memory is shot.
When I woke up, I couldn't speak.
I can't button up a shirt. I can't run.
I've had to learn to swallow again.
That's the only movement that I have. And I'm 33, so I never see this coming.
If I would have followed a treatment plan, I would not be in this situation.
Had I done this, had I done that,
hell, I messed up.
Get back on your plan or talk with your doctor to create an exercise, diet, and medication plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed. Head to toe.
Between prepping ingredients, setting the table, and planning your tomorrow, sometimes you need an extra hand with dinner. Delta Faucet is here to help. Just ask your connected home device to fill your pasta pot with Delta Faucet Voice IQ technology and fill it with the perfect amount of water. Done. Visit DeltaFaucet.com/Voice IQ to see how Voice IQ can fill your dog's bowl, wash your hands, and more.
As you make plans this season, consider convenient COVID-19 testing from Quest. Get the same test hospitals use without a doctor visit. Simply order online, select from drive-thru or at-home options, and get the results sent securely to your phone or computer. It's a great fit for your busy life. With over 20 million COVID-19 tests processed, you can count on Quest. Order your test today at questcovid19.com. That's questcovid19.com.
Whether you host a nightly dinner party for 2 or 5, keeping your eating and dining area clean helps keep your mind on the dinner party and not on the cleanup afterwards. Viva paper towels clean like cloth, trapping splatters and sauces that could become countertop stains or stuck on messes. And they're 2 times more durable when wet compared to the leading value brand. For an exceptional cloth like paper towel, there's Viva. Visit vivatowels.com to soak up the clean feeling of home.
What makes Community Coffee different isn't just how long we've been around. It's how far we're willing to go in pursuit of the perfect cup. We select the finest beans and use four generations of roasting experience to give you a rich, delicious flavor. Look for us at your grocery store and online at communitycoffee.com.
Ball is...
That looks forward.
It does.
It was our angle after all. Here's Breeze with the deep shot. Sanders down to the two. Tackled down by Tyrann Mathieu. And... second and 13. Breeze lobs it over the top. It is caught by Murray. He's down the sideline and he's in. Touchdown, New Orleans. And the Saints have taken the lead. He'll find it, so we've got to give it that. Here's Kamara. Kamara takes it in for the touchdown.
And the Chiefs, who have played outstanding ball all game on defense, just when that momentum swings, you bring out your best stuff, especially when you got a short field. Take your shot outside.
Breeze to the end zone, and it is caught for the touchdown. Will Jordan Humphrey. And how about that try by Drew Breeze?
Well, you can't keep these quarterbacks down for long. I mean, there's a reason he has the most yards in the history of the NFL. Throws a perfect ball.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. Again, that audio was courtesy of the National Football League and CBS Sports, and that was some of the highlights from the New Orleans Saints and Kansas City Chiefs game. Of course, the Chiefs would go on to beat the Saints 32-29. Then we have someone that's back on the coming back on the program now to discuss the Chiefs and the Saints game and the Saints' upcoming Christmas game against the Minnesota Vikings. Let's welcome him back to the program. He is the host of the Locked On Saints podcast, and he's also a contributor to some other things, such as an NFL and college coordinator for Locked On Pods, and also he is an editor of Canal Street Chronicles. Let's welcome him back to the program, Ross Jackson. Hello, Ross. How's everything?
Hey, they're doing just fine here. Glad to be back on here with you. How you been?
I've been well, man. Thank you again for thanks again for asking it. Thank you again for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us on the program. So tough loss, man, for the Saints. Drew Brees in his return in this 2020 NFL season. I want you to give me your highlights and your lowlights from the Saints and Chiefs game.
Yeah, I mean, I think for me, a highlight is the defense. The Saints defense, I know, gave up 32 points, four touchdowns in the red zone in this game, but they also had to play 92 snaps of defense throughout this. So they essentially played, in some cases, two games worth of defensive snaps in this one. And so that was a big ask for that Saints defense, and a lot of that came down to the low light for me, which was the Saints offense and their inability, especially early on in the game, to be able to convert first downs. They went four straight drives, actually, of three and out. Drew Brees 0-5 to open up the season, or to open up the game for the first time in his career. I think that those are the easy ones to point to, but I am very impressed with the Saints defense in terms of what they were able to do, forcing the Kansas City Chiefs to punt six times, I believe, for the first time since the 2018 season. So I think that they did enough to keep the offense in the game. I think that that's also intelligible by the final score of this one, with the Saints dropping this game by 3 points.
Yeah, this game was actually, as you said it, Ross, the Saints offense was very anemic in the beginning, but it got close towards the end. But again, that championship experience displayed by Kansas City with Patrick Mahomes and company, it really paid off big. It really paid off big time in the end. I want to say, you said the highlight of the game for you was the defense. There was a pivotal moment in the game when Cameron Jordan was disqualified and ejected from the game for hitting a Kansas City offensive lineman. Had that not happened, do you think that would have been a key component in the game, and do you think the game would have shifted maybe in the Saints' favor more, or do you think the Chiefs would have still found a way to be able to get the victory?
I think there's a couple things you have to look at, right? If Cam Jordan was in, then maybe the sack fumble doesn't happen, which was partly Trey Hendrickson, partly Carl Granderson closing in. Cam Jordan didn't necessarily win off of the edge as often as Carl Granderson did, and his reps were at least at the percentage that Carl Granderson did at his reps. Cam Jordan has been, a little bit, he's been underproductive so far this season in terms of what you would expect from him, especially in this instance where he was going up against a third string right tackle, which might have had something to do with a little bit of the frustration that he showed on that play. I think that the one area where maybe you miss Cam Jordan late is holding contain over on that side late in the game, particularly on the Le'Veon Bell run that went for the first down and essentially sealed the game for the Kansas City Chiefs. That one ended up having Marcus Davenport over on the left side after Cam Jordan had been out. Marcus Davenport ended up getting stonewalled by, I believe, the fullback Anthony Sherman on that play. Maybe just with his prowess in the run game, you don't see that happen to Cam Jordan, but that's maybe the one place where it's actually illustrable to be able to say that's where they could have used them. Otherwise, I think that this, I don't know that it would have made too much of a difference for the Saints to have it then.
All right, fair enough. So, again, that was a very interesting game, and it could be a preview of this year's Super Bowl. We'll see how things play out between going forward for the remainder of the regular season and heading into the postseason. So now we've kind of detailed the Saints game against the Chiefs. Let's get more now into the Saints' offensive and defensive side. Drew Brees, when I heard that he was going to be starting this game against Kansas City, I had my reservations about this. I think Taysom had the hot hand, even though they lost the previous week against the Eagles. But I thought Taysom, I don't know. Do you think, give me your take on how did you feel when you heard Drew was going to be coming back, and what were your thoughts on that?
I wasn't very surprised by it. This was a target date for him all along, and it had been reported several times that, the 4 to 6 week area would be where you would see him. This was 5 weeks in, so it wasn't that large of a surprise for me. I know that he initially wanted to get back as early as possible, including the Philly game as a potential, but that obviously wasn't going to happen. And so once the medical team cleared him on Monday, it seemed like all systems would go from there.
Okay, so now we have, so many things that happened. Again, Drew, like you said, and what I noticed as well, he started off very slow, but he was able to get the momentum going as throughout the course of the game. I want to stay not just with Drew, but with the Saints' offense in general. Alvin Kamara, he probably played his best game in a long time, because I know you've noticed it as well, Ross, but whenever Drew was in there, he plays better. He steps his game up to another level, whether it be running or receiving. So Alvin Kamara, he scored a receiving touchdown in the game. Also, Latavius Murray played his part, scored a receiving touchdown. We saw Emmanuel Sanders emerge in this game as well. Just give me your take on the Saints' offense throughout this game.
Yeah, I mean, those are the three guys that needed to step up, and maybe you could have used one more, but unfortunately, Traquan Smith ended up getting knocked out with an injury in this game, which is unfortunate. He's your kind of big-time contested catch, physical play guy. He's a guy that Drew Brees is comfortable going to in tight windows. The other guys, he kind of waits for a little bit more separation. You saw three practice squad wide receivers end up being the leading targets in this game, along with Emmanuel Sanders and Jared Cook. I think that is a part of why the Saints offense struggled throughout this game. I don't think that Drew Brees goes 0-5 with, Michael Thomas in the lineup. For instance, Michael Thomas is on injured reserve until the wild card weekend, knowing that the Saints are going to be, are a postseason team no matter what happens the rest of the season. It was a smart decision for the Saints to shut him down. But when you look at what the Saints had to do over on the offensive side in this game, Drew Brees needed to get back into rhythm. You saw that. And one of the big benefits of having Drew Brees in the lineup over Taysom Hill is that Taysom Hill doesn't yet have the ability to run an up-tempo, high-octane offense in terms of no huddle and up-tempo. We saw the big 51-yard pass to Emmanuel Sanders coming off of a quick snap. We saw the big touchdown at the end, near the end of the game, with the capping it off to Lil Jordan Humphrey in the end zone, 6-8 in a hurry-up setting that way for Drew Brees. That's part of what Drew Brees brings you that you don't have available to you with Taysom Hill. So that was the benefit to having him there, but the lack of production otherwise just comes from the lack of receiving options that Drew Brees really had outside of the three practice squad guys and Emmanuel Sanders lining up the wide receiver for this game.
All right, let's move along now to the defense. Now, I will say this, Ross, and you said the defense was the highlight of this game, and to contain the offensive juggernaut of the Kansas City Chiefs and that offensive coordinator Eric Bieniemy and the head coach Andy Reid, they really did an effective job. Again, we saw the linebackers really stepped into the forefront. You saw DeMario Davis handle his business as always, and then you mentioned with Trey Hendrickson, David Onyemata, and of course, you know, Cam Jordan was pretty effective before he was disqualified from the game. But overall, give me your performance once again on the defense, and what were some of the things you thought should have been done in order to possibly help the Saints get that victory?
It's tough to kind of look at this defensive performance and say that you want more from it. It's very, very tough to do that. I think the only thing that maybe you can take away is being able to generate turnovers and steal possessions. That's something we didn't see. The offense couldn't do it because the offense averaged about 6 yards on third downs and fourth downs. And so with that, you're not going to go for those. So I think that that is something to consider. Over on the offensive, over on the defensive side, maybe you ask, you know, for a few opportunities to make plays on the ball and things like that. But then you also had guys like C.J. Gardner-Johnson who broke up 3 passes, who only allowed 4 passes when he was targeted 11 times, covering 4 different receivers. I mean, you saw a very, very good game played by this defense. I think that if this defensive performance is up against any quarterback not named Patrick Mahomes, then this team wins this game. And if the Saints had an effective offense over on the opposite side, being able to capitalize on the possessions that he did get, again, forcing Kansas City to punt 6 times, but then only going 1 for 11 on third down. For me, if I'm going to ask for more from any area of this team, it's not going to be the defense, because the defensive performance that was put up was massively impressive. And the only reason why Kansas City was able to put 32 points up on the board came down to the red zone possessions, including a short field possession off of the Drew Brees interception and one guy named Patrick Mahomes, who obviously is a humongous deal and a humongous benefit for any opposing offense.
And indeed he is. And you mentioned the quarterback position. Now let's talk about the Saints quarterback situation. We know Drew is currently, this is Drew's first game back. Taysom filled in decently, you know, much to the chagrin of a lot of Saints fans and even a lot of football fans were questioning where's his quarterback skills if they say he's going to be the potential future quarterback of the franchise. But I want to get more details about Jameis Winston for a moment. Watching the broadcast of the game, they said that Jameis Winston was put on the COVID-19 list the morning of that game. Do you have any details about Jameis and that COVID situation?
I tend not to discuss too much when it comes to like the personal health and things like that for players when it comes to COVID. But what I can tell you, because it is public information, is that it was not a positive test at this moment that put him on the reserve list. It was close contact tracing away from the facility. He seems that he is healthy, but you know, we'll have to await further information about any future tests moving forward.
Okay, fair enough. I understand that clearly. I want to stay just with the quarterback situation for the team. So what we've seen from Taysom this year and the last several years, and then what we've seen from Drew and his comeback, and then what we, you know, with Jameis currently being on the roster, do you still feel that Taysom Hill could be the franchise quarterback for the New Orleans Saints, or do you think maybe they'll give Jameis Winston another year, or do you think they could go year to year with Drew? What's your take on this?
Yeah, I've never really been a proponent of the idea of Taysom Hill as a starting quarterback or a franchise quarterback. I think that he could be somebody that, you know, you could rely on to win you some games for 2 to 3 years until you find your future quarterback. But to me, you know, somebody that's 31 years old, still developing as a quarterback and still learning things like how to run an up-tempo, no-huddle offense and learning how to read zone coverage, it's just a little bit late in the game for me when it comes to that. I'm not saying that it can't happen. I'm just saying that my projection for him is not that of a franchise quarterback. But, you know, we have to see what he actually looks like with an offense and a full offseason that's actually been developed for him, as opposed to him in a replacement role, which is a very different situation and one that could work more to his advantage. For me, I think Jameis Winston, and according to Sean Payton when he appeared on the Huddle and Flow podcast last week, Jameis Winston understands that he gets his shot as soon as Drew Brees leaves. And it sounds like a lot of that conversation centers around the idea, or, you know, at least theoretically, that Drew Brees leaves after this year. And so I think that the intent with Jameis Winston is to give him a shot next season, if that is the case, by bringing him back and getting him in. The issue is that Jameis Winston is not on contract presently for the 2021 season. Taysom Hill is. So that may end up forcing a decision as opposed to allowing them to get both of these guys to be able to compete against one another. And I would imagine that even with a full off season underway, you have 5 years of experience versus 4 games of experience, that Jameis Winston still at least holds a little bit of an edge in that part of the conversation. But we'll have to see who it is that is able to run, you know, a Sean Payton system better between the two of them, or if it ends up being a third option that also becomes available.
The reason why I asked that question, Ross, is just because we know for the last 3 years is that Coach Payton has been, he's spoken the praises of Taysom Hill for so long, and that's why I asked that question, because I know he has been so high on Taysom Hill. And granted, Jameis Winston, he is a quarterback. He's on the depth chart as the quarterback for the New Orleans Saints this year, and it's interesting that you brought it up, that you said on a previous podcast that there is interest in bringing him back. But, I mean, Taysom has been the one that's always been on the Coach Payton has always sung the praises of Taysom Hill, which is an interesting situation right there. But we'll stay tuned to that. Go ahead.
To that point real quick, Sean Payton actually sings the praises of Jameis Winston quite a bit. For whatever reason, though, it doesn't get covered as much as the praises around Taysom Hill. I think because you can share your praises about a guy that has been a 5-year starter at quarterback and doesn't have the same effect as a guy that is a massive unknown in Taysom Hill, right? So I think that's a big part of why one gets swollen over the other. But it is worth mentioning that Sean Payton does speak very highly of Jameis Winston, and it's one of the reasons why they're encouraged about him sticking around next season so that he can get his shot at being a quarterback. Because as Sean Payton has detailed, one of the bigger reasons that Taysom Hill was the guy that they turned to for the 4 games that Drew Brees was out is because that was agreement when they extended him and gave him his newest contract in the offseason before Jameis Winston was a part of the picture. Now Jameis Winston is a part of that picture, and the Saints seem to be determined to give him the opportunity once it becomes available to at least prove that he could be that guy.
Okay, one last question about the quarterback situation. I know this is a little bit premature, but where do they go from Drew Brees? Do they possibly go multi-year, or do they going to go year to year with him, or is it just going to be like they'll talk to him first and see what he wants to do going forward?
Yeah, I think that's right. I think it is about talking to him and seeing what he wants to do going forward. I can't imagine a world in which they don't go year for year with him for certain. I think it would be that kind of a process. But again, I'm not sold on the idea that he comes back next season. I still very much believe that this is his final season, as I have from the beginning of it. We'll have to see exactly what goes on with it. But it is going to be, you know, the respect of figuring out what it is that he wants to do first and then building off of whatever that decision might be.
All right, let's move along now to the Saints' next game against a rival that the franchise has known for a long time, and that's the Minnesota Vikings. Mm-hmm. It's the big Christmas Day game that's going to be on Fox. So these two teams have a storied history. We know about all the stuff with the Minneapolis Miracle and, of course, with the NFC Championship game and things of that nature. The Vikings are going to be coming into the Dome with, let's just say, they have a boot in their mouth right now because they lost a division rival game to the Chicago Bears, 33-27. Kirk Cousins played an effective game, and this one, Dalvin Cook is the second leading rusher in the league. I mean, Justin Jefferson is played out of his mind. He's a candidate for an Offensive Rookie of the Year. So offensively, Minnesota has gotten it together this year. Defensively, they've played better within the last several games. Just kind of give me your thoughts on the Saints and the Vikings and where these two teams are currently at right now.
I think that when you look at it, it is it's an interesting thing to look at, right? Because they are on opposite trajectories. The Minnesota Vikings have had sort of a down then up, now down again season so far through the end. And so the comparison between these two is that the New Orleans Saints are kind of experiencing the same thing, right? They had the 2-game losing streak earlier on in the year to the Raiders and then the Packers. And then they had this, you know, incredible win streak. And then now they've lost 2 in a row as well. So the big thing is that for the Minnesota Vikings, they're fighting to keep their playoff hopes alive. The New Orleans Saints are already a playoff team. So there may be a bit of a desperation that for Minnesota that New Orleans has to be aware of. I think that these are teams that match up very well against one another. The Saints defense being their strong suit, the being multiple and being able to pass and run being their strong suit. So it'll be really interesting to see exactly how these two teams match up, particularly on the opposite side with a Saints offense that's going to try to figure out some way to get going despite not having, you know, its full host of weapons available to them, and a Drew Brees that's coming back off of 11 rib fractures and trying to get back into rhythm going up against a Minnesota Vikings defense that's been
you know, if nothing else, inconsistent throughout the season. So it's an interesting thing to watch and to take into consideration for this one. But I do think that this is going to be an interesting matchup come Friday. And, you know, they both have the quick turnaround as well.
Let's stay with this game for a moment, because we know Justin Jefferson has balled out this year for the Vikings. And I know the Saints secondary, they had some key injuries in the Chiefs game. Give me, do you know do you have any information about the Saints, some of the Saints' defensive backs that had suffered injuries, such as Marcus Williams and I believe C.J. Gardner-Johnson also went down with an injury? Do you have any information on the Saints' defensive backs?
Yeah, it's a good question because those are huge pieces for the Saints defense. Marcus Williams is the one that I'm more concerned about. It's shown to be a low ankle sprain, which is better than the alternative high ankle sprain, which is what Michael Thomas has been dealing with all season. But the low ankle sprain is better. He's having some tests run today, and according to Ian Rappaport, it's not expected to be too serious, but it'll be interesting to see how they play it forward, knowing that a guy like PJ Williams has been able to come in and play that position for them before, to see if maybe they give him a little bit of rest. But that's tough to do when you've got guys like Adam Thielen and Justin Jefferson on the horizon here at the end of the week. As for C.J. Gardner-Johnson, he basically got kicked in the head during the game. He said that it was nothing. He called it nothing too crazy, but nothing too serious, I think is the more appropriate phrase. And it seems that he's going to be fine. He did his post-game presser after the game. He was available for media time, all of that, which are usually good indicators that he's okay.
It's always tough towards the end of the year because the injuries continue to mount up, especially when you have a team that's playoff bound. That's the reason why I asked that question. So let's start off with game strategies for a moment. The defensive line and the linebackers for the Saints are pretty much intact, but there's still some chinks in the armor in the secondary. What do you think the Saints' defensive strategy is going to be to contain a all-world running back like Dalvin Cook and those receivers that I mentioned with Justin Jefferson and Adam Thielen, and we can't forget about also their tight end Herb Smith Jr.?
Right, yeah. I think this is going to be an interesting one because you look at the fact that the Saints during this Kansas City game essentially dared them to run the ball. They played their safeties, you know, 12 to 15 yards off the line of scrimmage, didn't really load up the box very much. They really only blitzed a handful of times, and they were effective when they did. They really relied on a decent defensive line to get pressure, and they put Patrick Mahomes under pressure about half the snaps that he dropped back. So that was effective, and I think that Patrick Mahomes obviously a little bit more effective under pressure than a guy like Kirk Cousins is. So I wouldn't be surprised to see them essentially go for the same type of game plan to lean back towards a little bit more coverage. If Dalvin Cook wants to run, let him run, and then trust your front seven or front six for the Saints to make those stops. And, you know, if he ends up running for over 100 yards, that's fine if you're limiting some of the passing touchdowns and things like that. So it is a little bit of a trade-off in terms of the conversation. So it'll be interesting. I mean, this was a big venture for the Saints where they played a lot more split safety, cover two type defense with a cover two shell and either playing man or zone underneath, as opposed to usually playing middle of the field, close cover one, cover three, and then being able to load the box that way and then play a single high safety over the top with maybe some corners dropping into deep zone. So there's a bit of a shakeup for what the Saints usually do on defense, and it was impressive to see them do it effectively, even though it was such a far venture from what they usually try to deploy on that side of the ball. So it'll be interesting to see what they choose to do or what mix of it they choose to do, because you have a team that is very aggressive both as a running team and as a passing team in Minnesota. And obviously you have, two very familiar coaches too, in Sean Payton and Mike Zimmer.
Rightfully so. And of course, the Saints defense, they had to put up with the juggernaut known as Patrick Mahomes, but they've got another quality quarterback that they're going to have to defend, and that's Kirk Cousins. Tell me, what do you think their strategy is to go up against Kirk? Because we know Patrick is the total package of the quarterbacks with his arm strength and the accuracy and that athletic ability. Kirk is really good in throwing the ball. He's not as athletic as Patrick, but he can get away from time to time. What do you think the Saints' defensive strategy will be to try to contain Kirk Cousins?
Yeah, I think maintaining pressure with the front four is going to be quite big. I mean, so far, Kirk Cousins has taken 34 sacks, I believe, this season, at least 34 under pressure, and he's had a 51.7 completion percentage when under pressure, 5 interceptions to 4 touchdowns, and so he, you know, you don't want to allow him to get comfortable, and also several fumbles, which has always just been an issue
for Kirk Cousins. So I think there's a massive difference between what the defensive line play should look like against Kirk Cousins than what it looked like, let's say, against Jalen Hurts 2 weeks ago. And I also think that, you know, Patrick Mahomes did a good job extending plays, things like that, but the defensive line also got to him four different times and essentially forced at least a couple of turnover-worthy plays out of Patrick Mahomes, and then also the fumble that was actually called a fumble and that was recovered by the Saints defense. And so I think that when you look at them being able to take the success that they put on the field against the Kansas City Chiefs on Sunday, and you can just, you know, copy and paste that into the Minnesota Vikings game, then I think that is exactly the defense that gets you a win in that matchup. Again, I strongly believe that the defensive performance that the Saints put up on Sunday against any quarterback not named Patrick Mahomes yields, you know, a notch in the win column for this team.
All right, let's switch to the other side of the ball for a moment. So Drew Brees will be playing in this game on Christmas Day, and they've got not just with Drew, but along with Alvin Kamara, and also they've got their solid wide receivers with Emmanuel Sanders, and also we've seen a Jared Cook playing well in Latavius Murray. Now, Minnesota's defense has not been good in this is probably, I won't say the worst, but I'll say Minnesota's defense this year has been decent to compared to recent years when it's been phenomenal with the likes of Everson Griffin and Linval Joseph and people like that. This year, their defense mm-hmm. hasn't been the best. It's gotten better, but it hasn't been the best in years past. What do you think the Saints' offensive strategy is going to be against a Vikings defense that has been suspect this year?
Yeah, I think that when you look over this defense for the Vikings, a big part of it is going to be how much can you take advantage of the youth in their secondary in particular. And I think that that is a part of where having Drew Brees back is a big benefit, because he will be able to take advantage of that. Now, I know that the two safeties, of course, Anthony Harris as well as Harrison Smith, those are a pair of the best safeties in the league. But you look at some of the youth that they have over on the outside with Cameron Dantzler, who has been playing better so far, you know, throughout this season. But there are some positive matchups there for a veteran quarterback like Drew Brees to be able to try to take advantage of. And so I think that, you know, that becomes a big part of what you try to do against this team and how you try to win is by getting ahead of them in the passing game early. Perhaps opening up an early lead will definitely help as well. And then being able to utilize the run game once you establish that lead. So I wouldn't be surprised to see the Saints come out and in their first possession with the scripted plays really be aggressive and try to get some points on the board early and then work to utilize the run game and the short passing game to sort of maintain time of possession. That was a huge benefit, or excuse me, that was a huge part of where the Saints lacked in their loss to Kansas City is, you know, Kansas City possessed the ball for 41 out of 60 minutes in that game. The Saints didn't even get to 20 minutes of time of possession. 92 offensive plays run by the Kansas City Chiefs, 52 run by the Saints offense, not including the penalties that, you know, extended other plays or created no plays. So I think that that's a big part that the Saints will look to correct next week is how do they establish that lead early and then maintain time of possession throughout that game.
All right, so that game is set right there on Christmas Day. That game will be nationally televised on Fox between the Minnesota Vikings and the New Orleans Saints at the Mercedes-Benz Superdome in downtown New Orleans. So, Ross, I know this is a little bit premature, but you got a score? You have a prediction for the game?
Yeah, actually, it's a good question. I mean, the Saints opened up, according to Bet Online, they opened up as a 6.5-point favorite for this one. I would actually take the points with this. I know that the Saints, and maybe some of it comes down to the health of some of those other players, right, that we talked about, Tre'Quan Smith, Trey Hendrickson, of course, who's tied for the league's lead in sacks right now with 12.5. Is he going to be healthy? Marcus Williams. So some of this, of course, comes down to the health of those players. But honestly, I mean, if they're able to, again, replicate that same type of defensive performance, I would take the points in this one because I think that Drew Brees has a good opportunity here to be able to maximize the talent that he does have over on the offensive side, particularly in the backfield, if they're able to open up that early lead. So he'll need a little bit of help from those practice squad guys, but there's still enough known entities to be able to secure a victory for him on Friday.
All right, solid. So now tell everybody what you do as the host of the Locked On Saints podcast.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's a Monday through Friday podcast every weekday that keeps you up to date with everything going on in the New Orleans Saints as a part of the Locked On Podcast Network, which covers every major MLB, NHL, NBA, NFL team, and several college athletic programs as well. So just a quick 25 to 30 minute breakdown each day of the biggest news, as well as recapping games, looking into analytics, looking in the film study. And then also we have a lot of crossover opportunities to be able to talk with hosts that are experts that are covering the other teams as well. So a lot of good perspective on upcoming opponents.
Solid. Now, you also have your hands busy in some other stuff. You are also the NFL and college coordinator for the Locked On Pods, Locked On Podcast Network, and you are also the co-host of another program titled Dylan and Ross Save Sports, and you're also featured on Whole Nine Sports. Just tell everybody a little bit about those platforms.
Yeah, I mean, Locked On is, my responsibilities with them are just about making sure that we're hitting our standards and that we're providing the best content possible over in the NFL and college programs. And certainly we've done a very good job with all of those, and our hosts continue to be excellent there. So whatever your favorite college program is, favorite NBA team, MLB team, NFL team, we've got you covered over at the Locked On Podcast Network, and a lot more stuff on the way there as well. When it comes down to Dylan and Ross Save Sports, it's essentially my good friend Dylan Sanders and I, both of us Louisiana natives, and it's essentially our sports comedy talk show for Drive Time over at Full Press Radio. It's where we just have a lot of fun, and we talk about whatever sports and everything going on in terms of sports coming around. Very excited for the NBA season rolling around starting up tomorrow, but also have a little bit of fun and everything as well to give people something enjoyable to tune into during Drive Time. Whole Nine Sports does an incredible job at covering college athletics. So if you're particularly college football, so if you're interested in the draft, recruiting, scouting, anything like that, Whole Nine Sports has you covered on all of those platforms. And I'm also the editor as well over at Canal Street Chronicles, which is the SB Nation site covering the New Orleans Saints.
Go into more detail about Canal Street Chronicles for people that may not be familiar with it.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's the SB Nation blog that covers the New Orleans Saints. And so, daily articles every day over there, as well as a YouTube channel, Canal Street Chronicles, that's there as well. Just keeping everybody up to date with everything going on with the New Orleans Saints, whether it's on the field, off the field, or in some cases, both in certain situations. And we have a phenomenal staff of writers over there that's, getting either breaking news articles out or at least taking some in-depth looks at the every element of the of Saints games past, as well as Saints games upcoming, with our preview work as well.
Oh man, you just are a very busy man, but you're being very productive, man, and that's awesome. So tell everybody where they can find you on social media, as well as the platforms you've mentioned, and any websites. You're welcome to display that information.
Yeah, I appreciate that. And as always, it's a pleasure being here with you. And, I am in the midst of the grind, but I see your grind as well. So I want to make sure that I congratulate you on all the work that you're doing as well.
Okay,
I see you,
thank you, sir.
Every day putting it down, man. And I want you to know I see you.
thank you, man. Thank you. Same here.
Of course. I appreciate that. Yeah, y'all can follow me on Twitter at Ross Jackson, NOLA. You can check out CanalStreetChronicles.com. And then Locked On Saints, you can find every day wherever you get your podcasts, whether it's Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or Google Podcasts. We've been on iHeartRadio and Himalaya as well. So if you use those outlets, you can find Locked On Saints or whatever Locked On Podcasts for your favorite team might be. And then, of course, CanalStreetChronicles.com over at SB Nation. And then check out Full Press Radio as well, the Full Press Coverage Network that has the radio network where Dylan and I are doing our show every day.
Awesome to hear. One last question, Ross, before we let you go. For those that have never had an experience or the atmosphere of a New Orleans-style Christmas, describe it to the listeners.
Absolutely. No, I'm happy to do that. The best way that I could say it is imagine, take everything that you know about the city of New Orleans, its food, its culture, put it in the New Orleans Saints sort of like tailgating experience, and then add a Christmas tree, and that's basically a New Orleans Christmas. We have a great time. We have a lot of like specific traditions and everything in terms of, the dishes that we serve that might be a little bit different than your usual Christmas dishes. But, it's all the usual Cajun cuisine and everything like that. Don't forget to find the pickle in the tree, all those little things. It's a ton of fun, man. And it's always something very special around this season, especially when you have such beautiful places that you can go to. Even now with everything that's going on, like Celebration at the Oaks and everything, they're maintaining socially distanced protocols so that people enjoy a little bit of being able to visit some of the more traditional places in New Orleans throughout the holiday season as well. They're doing some incredible work.
and lots of stuff, lots of seafood gumbo and stuffed bell peppers to go around.
Whole
Am I right, sir?
Whole bunch, absolutely. Whole bunch. You want that? We got you. You want the jambalaya? We got you. You want the etouffee? We got you. It's all there at Christmas.
And cafe au lait and the beignets, by the way.
Yes, please. Yes, please.
All right. Well, you heard it from him. He is Ross Jackson. He is the host of the Locked On Saints podcast, and he's also an editor for Canal Street Chronicles. Also, he is the NFL and college coordinator for the Locked On Podcast Network, also co-host of Dylan and Ross Save Sports. He's also a contributor for Whole Nine Sports. He gave us his take on the Saints-Chiefs game as well as the upcoming Christmas game between the Vikings and the Saints. Ross, thank you so much once again. If ever you want to come back on, feel free to let us know.
Hey, appreciate it. If y'all ever need me, you know I got you. I appreciate it. Keep it up, and happy holidays to you.
Same here, man. Thank you once again. Same here on mine, and happy holidays to you too as well. We'll be back with more right after this.
Ball is.
That looks forward.
It does.
It was our angle after all. Here's Breeze with the deep shot. Sanders down to the two. Tackled down by Tyrann Mathieu. And second and 13. Breeze lobs it over the top. It is caught by Murray. He's down the sideline and he's in. Touchdown, New Orleans. And the Saints have taken the lead. He'll find it, so we've got to give it back. Here's Kamara. Kamara takes it in for the touchdown.
And it's done. Take your shot outside.
Breeze to the end zone, and it is caught for the touchdown. Jordan Humphrey. And how about that drive by Drew Brees?
At Community Coffee, we've been making great tasting coffee for over 100 years. But what makes us different isn't just how long we've been around. It's how far we're willing to go in pursuit of the perfect cup. We select only the finest beans and use over 4 generations of family roasting experience to give you the richest, most delicious coffee around. Find Community Coffee at your local grocery store or visit communitycoffee.com to order some today.
Oh, what's this?
Zenni's 3D virtual try-on. Pretty cool, right?
Wait, are those prices real? Do they have glasses for men?
Yep, they also have affordable blue light glasses.
Seriously? At those prices, get them all.
I like where this is going.
Zenni.com. Prescription glasses starting at $6.95.
Some people make a single cup of coffee. Others, an entire pot. At Community Coffee, we make ours with a commitment. Because community isn't just our name, it's our mission. Find us at your grocery store or communitycoffee.com to learn more.
Between prepping ingredients, setting the table, and planning your tomorrow, sometimes you need an extra hand with dinner. Delta Faucet is here to help. Just ask your connected home device to fill your pasta pot with Delta Faucet Voice IQ technology and fill it with the perfect amount of water. Done. Visit DeltaFaucet.com/VoiceIQ to see how Voice IQ can fill your dog's bowl, wash your hands, and more.
Whether you have your own bathroom or you share one with your family, a little extra help keeping the bathroom sink, counter, and mirror clean goes a long way. And Viva paper towels are for the long haul. They're 2 times more durable when wet compared to the leading value brand. And they clean like cloth, helping you keep the surfaces in your bathroom dry and fingerprint and toothpaste free. For an exceptional bathroom clean, there's Viva paper towels. Visit vivatowels.com to learn more.
145 over 92.
180 over 111.
182 over 100. And I had a heart attack and a cardiac arrest. And then a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure looks like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a heart attack or stroke are far from invisible or silent.
My memory is shot.
When I woke up, I couldn't speak.
I can't button up a shirt. I can't run.
I've had to learn to swallow again.
That's the only movement that I have. And I'm 33, so I never see this coming.
If I would have followed a treatment plan, I would not be in this situation.
Had I done this, had I done that,
hell, I messed up.
Get back on your plan or talk with your doctor to create an exercise, diet, and medication plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed. Head to toe.
Need an extra hand with dinner? Just ask your connected home device to fill your pasta pot, and Delta Faucet Voice IQ technology will fill it with the perfect amount of water. Visit deltafaucet.com/voiceIQ to discover more. Prepping ingredients, setting the table, and planning your tomorrow. Sometimes you need an extra hand with dinner. Delta Faucet is here to help. Just ask your connected home device to fill your pasta pot with Delta Faucet Voice IQ technology and fill it with the perfect amount of water. Done. Visit deltafaucet.com/voiceIQ to see how Voice IQ can fill your dog's bowl, wash your hands, and more.
When the weather outside is frightful, the Hyundai Santa Fe is, what's the word, delightful. Because it's got available H-Track all-wheel drive to make being out together better. Enter for your chance to win the newly redesigned Santa Fe, packed with all the jingle bells and whistles you need to go dashing through the snow together. To enter, visit Amazon.com/Hyundai or scan the QR code on specially marked red and green Amazon boxes. No purchase necessary. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
Some people make a single cup of coffee, others an entire pot. At Community Coffee, we make ours with a commitment. Because community isn't just our name, it's our mission. Find us at your grocery store or communitycoffee.com to learn more.
As you make plans this season, consider convenient COVID-19 testing from Quest. Get the same test hospitals use without a doctor visit. Simply order online, select from drive-thru or at-home options, and get the results sent securely to your phone or computer. It's a great fit for your busy life. With over 20 million COVID-19 tests processed, you can count on Quest. So order your test today at QuestCOVID19.com. That's QuestCOVID19.com.
After learning Rochelle's heart was functioning at only 20%, Ochsner's team of cardiovascular experts performed a life-saving procedure that allowed for less invasive treatment and an easier path to recovery. From comprehensive care to digital health, we're leading the way in heart health for the Gulf South and getting patients back to the people who depend on them most. Learn more at ochsner.org/cardio. Ochsner, innovating healthcare for Rochelle.
Between prepping ingredients, setting the table, and planning your tomorrow, sometimes you need an extra hand with dinner. Delta Faucet is here to help. Just ask your connected home device to fill your pasta pot with Delta Faucet Voice IQ technology and fill it with the perfect amount of water. Done. Visit deltafaucet.com/voiceIQ to see how Voice IQ can fill your dog's bowl, wash your hands, and more.
At Community Coffee, we've been making great tasting coffee for over 100 years. But what makes us different isn't just how long we've been around. It's how far we're willing to go in pursuit of the perfect cup. We select only the finest beans and use over 4 generations of family roasting experience to give you the richest, most delicious coffee around. Find Community Coffee at your local grocery store or visit communitycoffee.com to order some today.
Between prepping ingredients, setting the table, and planning your tomorrow, sometimes you need an extra hand with dinner. Delta Faucet is here to help. Just ask your connected home device to fill your pasta pot with Delta Faucet Voice IQ technology and fill it with the perfect amount of water. Done. Visit deltafaucet.com/voiceIQ to see how Voice IQ can fill your dog's bowl, wash your hands, and more. Need an extra hand with dinner? Just ask your connected home device to fill your pasta pot, and Delta Faucet Voice IQ technology will fill it with the perfect amount of water. Visit deltafaucet.com/voiceIQ to discover more.
Whether you host a nightly dinner party for 2 or 5, keeping your eating and dining area clean helps keep your mind on the dinner party and not on the cleanup afterwards. Viva paper towels clean like cloth, trapping splatters and sauces that could become countertop stains or stuck on messes, and they're 2 times more durable when wet compared to the leading value brand. For an exceptional cloth-like paper towel, there's Viva. Visit vivatowels.com to soak up the clean feeling of home.
Need an extra hand with dinner? Just ask your connected home device to fill your pasta pot, and Delta Faucet Voice IQ technology will fill it with the perfect amount of water. Visit deltafaucet.com/voiceIQ to discover more.
The outcome of an opioid emergency may depend on a quick response. Accidental overdose can happen anytime, even if the opioid pain medicine is prescribed. Due to COVID-19, emergency services could be slower to arrive.
Get prepared. Get Naloxone, a potentially life-saving reversal agent with no prescription directly from your pharmacy. Having Naloxone available allows you to respond first, not a substitute for emergency medical care. Learn more at opioidsafetyplan.com. That's opioidsafetyplan.com.
Need an extra hand with dinner? Ask your connected home device to fill your pasta pot, and Delta Faucet Voice IQ technology will fill it with the perfect amount of water. Visit deltafaucet.com/voiceiq to discover more.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. A big special thank you to my man, Ross Jackson. He is the host of the Locked On Sage podcast, as well as the editor for the website, Canal Street Chronicles, and he's busy amongst doing other things. Once again, a big special thank you to him for his recap on the Saints and Chiefs game and previewing the Christmas Day game between the Minnesota Vikings and the New Orleans Saints. All right, now let's get right to a preview of the most important game on Christmas Day. Yeah, it's the Minnesota Vikings going up against the New Orleans Saints. Let's start off with the Vikings for a moment. They are coming off of a tough loss against NFC North rival Chicago Bears. They lost that game in Week 15, 33-27. Kirk Cousins played an effective game. He completed 24 out of 35 passes for 271 yards, and he had two touchdown passes and an interception. Cousins did what Kirk did what he did best this year, and that's manage the game, but also make some big plays when needed. Dalvin Cook is really the engine, has been the engine of this team the last several years, the heart and soul of the offense. He had 24 carries for 132 yards and a touchdown. How about the receiving core for the Vikings? Adam Thielen, he scored a touchdown, but he didn't put up big numbers in this game. But Justin Jefferson, man, he has been consistent all year long for the Vikings. He has balled out, and then some. Jefferson had 8 catches for 104 yards. And on the tight end play, Tyler Conklin and Irv Smith Jr., they contributed as well. On the defensive side, we know Minnesota's bread and butter for almost the last decade has been defense. Defense didn't really do too much in this game. Todd Davis had a sack in the game, and Cameron Dantzler had an interception. But when you talk about defense, Harrison Smith is really the leader of that defense. They've got Harrison Smith. In addition to that, there's a young secondary led by Jeff Gladney. So Minnesota, they've been, as the last segment that you heard with Ross, he was saying that Minnesota's been up and down this year. They have been this year. They've been in a roller coaster. So this game against the Saints on Christmas Day as they come to New Orleans, it's going to be an interesting game. They're 6-8. They have to win the rest of the way. They even want to have a chance at possibly grabbing one of those three wild card spots. It's going to be interesting, and they're going to be going up against a team that they dropped two in a row. They lost to the Eagles, and then they recently lost to the Kansas City Chiefs, and that is the New Orleans Saints. If there's anything good going for New Orleans right now, they've got Drew Brees. Drew Brees is back, and it remains to be seen what he's going to do against this Viking defense. We know the Vikings defense has operated in spurts this year. We don't know if we're going to get good Drew or we're going to get bad Drew in this game. The last game that the Saints played against the Chiefs, we had decent Drew, but you could still see that he was very rusty, still coming back from the injury. A lot of things that happened. Of course, Michael Thomas is on injured reserve, so we won't see him anymore into the playoffs. But the question is, the Saints, their playoff hopes are still alive as well. Currently, they have to win out if they want to chase Green Bay for that number one spot. So not just chasing Green Bay, but you have to remember Seattle is right behind them as well. So if Seattle wins out and the Saints lose their remaining games, there could be some questions as far as playoff seeding is concerned. So the Vikings need this game to try to get a wild card spot, and the Saints need this game if they're going to chase Green Bay for the number one spot and to maintain that number two spot, because Seattle is only a game behind them. So definitely a lot of storylines, a lot of fireworks in this game on Christmas Day. We know the history of the Vikings and the Saints, which I'll get to in the next segment. But, man, you talk about this is going to be a great game on Christmas. This is going to be a great game. Of course, in New Orleans, always festive, always fun, and, man, Saints-Vikings. You know, you got Drew Brees going up against Kirk Cousins. We don't know how long we're going to see this matchup. Maybe a year, maybe another two more years. Who knows? But let's enjoy it while we have it. Of course, Alvin Kamara, I know he's thankful to have Drew Brees back in the lineup because, let's face it, when Drew suffered that injury, Alvin's numbers dipped a little bit, but Alvin got back to his old self when Drew came in because Drew keeps him involved in the offense. Emmanuel Sanders is expected to step up big. Jared Cook is expected to step up big. And defensively, the Saints played well against the Chiefs. We don't know the status of the injuries. I was just asking Ross earlier in the last interview. There's going to be questions about Marcus Williams. He suffered an injury in that game. Also, C.J. Gardner-Johnson was hurt in that game. So definitely some chinks in the armor in the Saints' defense, but they got Cam Jordan, who's played well. Trey Hendrickson's played tremendously in the top five in the league in sacks. David Onyemata's been effective. So this is going to be one heck of a game. It's definitely going to be something interesting. I mean, hey, it can go down to the wire. What we've seen, especially in the last several years with the Vikings and the Saints, it's going to be one heck of a showdown on Christmas. Coming up next, I'll preview the game of the week between the Minnesota Vikings and the New Orleans Saints. I'm Ed Robinson, and you're listening to the NFL Wrap-Up.
.145/90 to .180/111 .182/100
And I had a heart attack and a cardiac arrest, and then a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure looks like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a heart attack or stroke are far from invisible or silent.
My memory is shot.
When I woke up, I couldn't speak.
I can't button up a shirt. I can't run.
I've had to learn to swallow again.
That's the only movement that I have. And I'm 33, so I never see this coming.
If I would have followed a treatment plan, I would not be in this situation.
Had I done this, had I done that, hell, I messed up.
Get back on your plan or talk with your doctor to create an exercise, diet, and medication plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhpp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed. Head to toe.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. It's now time for the game of the week. No surprise, it's the Christmas Day showdown between the Minnesota Vikings and the New Orleans Saints. The Vikings and the Saints. The Minnesota Vikings lead the series with the Saints 23-12. The Vikings have beaten the New Orleans Saints 23 times. And the Vikings lead the series with 23 wins and 12 losses. When we think about Vikings and Saints, the rivalry, we can go as far back as almost a decade ago with, of course, Brett Favre and Adrian Peterson and the Vikings going up against the Saints in the Dome. We know how that turned out. Favre throws the interception, and Garrett Hartley kicks the game-winning field goal, and Saints win the NFC Championship and go to the Super Bowl. Now, Let's jump ahead a little bit to 2018, the Minneapolis Miracle. Case Keenum throwing the game-winning touchdown pass to Stephon Diggs. man, need I say more on that one? And then as recent as January of 2020, in the NFC wildcard game, Minnesota winning in overtime with Kirk Cousins throwing a touchdown pass to Kyle Rudolph. There were questions about possible pass interference, not called. Vikings win the game. So we've got a great one on Christmas Day. We've got the playoff implications are real. The Vikings, they need to win out if they're going to have a chance to play in a playoff game. The Saints, they need to win out if they will have any chance of chasing Green Bay for that number one spot, and possibly Seattle, keeping Seattle at bay and keeping them in that number three spot. Saints and Vikings games throughout the years have been very interesting with the names of Brett Favre, Adrian Peterson, of course, Drew Brees, Michael Thomas, Mark Ingram, Alvin Kamara. We can go as back as the 80s with Tommy Kramer, you know, Darren Nelson, Anthony Carter, Bobby Hebert, Dawn Patrol, so on and so forth, man. This has always been, I always say, a tough, but it, I don't know if you want to call it friendly. Yeah, you could say somewhat of a friendly rivalry. But Saints and Vikings is going to be great. Both of these teams have seen a lot of each, a whole lot of each other throughout the course of their history, dating back. I have the first game that the Saints and the Vikings played was on October 13th, 1968. The Saints beat the Vikings 20-17. That was the first time that the Saints and Vikings played each other again. That was October 13, 1968. The Saints would win 20-17. And, of course, the last time that they played was back in January of 2020, January 5th, 2020, in the wild card game with the Vikings beating the Saints in overtime 26-20. So, again, the Vikings lead the all-time series 23-12. So, again, when the Saints and the Vikings play each other, again, it's always drama. It's always a last-second field goal or a last-second touchdown or a penalty. Something happens in this game. And, again, it's it's New Orleans. It's Christmas. It's going to be a lot of fun, you know, despite what's currently going on in the world. But it's going to be a lot of fun, a lot of fireworks in the dome, in the Mercedes-Benz Superdome. It's going to be great. I can't wait. Drew Brees, Kirk Cousins, Alvin Kamara, Dalvin Cook. The list goes on and on and on. So that's my game of the week, the Minnesota Vikings going up against the New Orleans Saints. Coming up, I'll have my pick on who will win the Christmas game. And also, we'll go over the 2021 Pro Bowl rosters. I'm Ed Robinson, and you're listening to the NFL Wrap-Up.
When I was in high school, I was physically at school, but my mind wasn't at school. I had problems at home, and that's hard when you feel like you're doing it alone. That's when I met Narnese, my mom, as I call her. She started helping me a little bit, like, Nia, I don't know what you're doing with your life, but your future is more important. She's my strength. Just being a support for those hard days and those hard nights, not giving up on me. Thank you to my mama. I wouldn't have did this if it wasn't for her. Today is for my mama and everybody who had my back. It takes a village to help somebody get their diploma. Some people think, well, maybe it's really not that big of a deal, but it really is. Changes your whole life.
Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org.
Everybody, welcome back to the program. And now it's time for my game. The game of the week, of course, is going to be the Vikings and the Saints, but my pick for the Christmas game. All right, so Saints, desperate times call for desperate measures. Drew Brees is in. We know that Sean Payton, he's very familiar with the Minnesota Vikings. He's going to bring his artillery. Mike Zimmer, head coach of the Minnesota Vikings, he's going to bring his artillery. He's going to be ready to go. I think offensively the Saints will be much better in this game as opposed to their last game against the Chiefs, Minnesota. They're going to bring it as well because, again, it's a familiar opponent that they've seen over the last decade. Sean Payton is an offensive genius. Mike Zimmer is a defensive genius. For much offense that Sean Payton is going to bring defensively, Mike Zimmer is going to bring it as well. The Saints, they've got a lot to play for. The Vikings, they've got a lot to play for as well. It's Christmas. It's New Orleans. It's going to be a fantastic game, and I'm expecting a fantastic finish for this game. Now, in the interview segment that I had with Ross Jackson, Ross was saying that the Saints are a six-point favorite to win this game. Well, I think this game is going to come down to a field goal. I like the Minnesota Vikings to beat the New Orleans Saints by 3. And that's my pick for the Christmas game between the Minnesota Vikings and the New Orleans Saints. The Vikings will win by 3. All right, now it's time, before we head on out of here, I want to just let everybody know about the 2021 Pro Bowl rosters. And again, some of these names are no surprise. They've been doing their thing in this wild and crazy 2020 NFL season. Let's start with the AFC roster. The starting quarterback for the AFC will be Patrick Mahomes from the Kansas City Chiefs, and the backup quarterbacks will be Josh Allen from the Buffalo Bills and Deshaun Watson from the Houston Texans. At the running back position, the starter will be Derrick Henry from the Tennessee Titans, and the backups will be Nick Chubb from the Cleveland Browns and Josh Jacobs from the Las Vegas Raiders. At the fullback position, it will be Patrick Ricard from the Baltimore Ravens. The wide receivers will be Tyreek Hill from the Kansas City Chiefs and Stephon Diggs from the Buffalo Bills. And the receivers will be Keenan Allen from the Los Angeles Chargers and A.J. Brown from the Tennessee Titans. The starting tight end position will be Travis Kelce from the Kansas City Chiefs, and the backup will be Darren Waller from the Las Vegas Raiders. And the offensive tackle position on the offensive line, the starters will be Eric Fisher from the Kansas City Chiefs and Laremy Tunsil from the Houston Texans, and the backup will be Orlando Brown Jr. from the Baltimore Ravens. And at the guards, the starters will be Joel Petonio from the Cleveland Browns and Quentin Nelson from the Indianapolis Colts. And the backups will be David DeCastro from the Pittsburgh Steelers. The starting center will be Marquise Pouncey from the Pittsburgh Steelers. And the backup is going to be Ryan Kelly from the Indianapolis Colts. That's your start. That's your roster on the AFC side for the AFC. Now let's go to the defensive side for the AFC. The starting defensive ends will be Joey Bosa from the Los Angeles Chargers and Myles Garrett from the Cleveland Browns. The backup will be Frank Clark from the Kansas City Chiefs. At the defensive tackle position, the starting defensive tackles will be Cameron Hayward from the Pittsburgh Steelers and Chris Jones from the Kansas City Chiefs. And the backup will be Calais Campbell from the Baltimore Ravens. At the outside linebacker position, the starters will be Bradley Chubb from the Denver Broncos and T.J. Watt from the Pittsburgh Steelers. And the reserve will be Matthew Judon from the Baltimore Ravens. At the inside linebacker position, the starter will be Darius Leonard from the Indianapolis Colts, and the reserve from the Buffalo Bills will be Tremaine Edmonds. Some good cornerbacks for the AFC. The starters will be Xavien Howard from the Miami Dolphins, and from the Buffalo Bills, it'll be Tre'Davious White. And the reserves will be Stephon Gilmore from the New England Patriots and Marlon Humphrey from the Baltimore Ravens. The starting free safety will be, no surprise, he's a good one, from the Pittsburgh Steelers, Minkah Fitzpatrick. And the reserve will be Justin Simmons from the Denver Broncos. And the starting strong safety will be the Honey Badger from the Kansas City Chiefs, Tyrann Mathieu. And that's the defense for the AFC. And as for the special teams for the AFC, the punter will be Jake Bailey from the New England Patriots. The place kicker will be Justin Tucker from the Baltimore Ravens. The return specialist will be Andre Roberts from the Buffalo Bills. At the special teams position is going to be Matthew Slater, making another Pro Bowl, from the New England Patriots. And the long snapper is going to be Morgan Cox from the Baltimore Ravens. And that's your AFC roster. Now on out to the NFC roster. On the offensive side, the starting quarterback will be Aaron Rodgers from the Green Bay Packers, and the backups will be Russell Wilson from the Seattle Seahawks and Kyler Murray from the Arizona Cardinals. The starting running back for the NFC will be Dalvin Cook from the Minnesota Vikings, and the reserves will be Alvin Kamara from the New Orleans Saints and Aaron Jones from the Green Bay Packers. The starting fullback for the NFC will be San Francisco 49ers fullback Kyle Juszczyk, and the wide receivers for the starters will be Davante Adams from the Green Bay Packers and DeAndre Hopkins from the Arizona Cardinals. And the reserves will be DK Metcalf from the Seattle Seahawks and Justin Jefferson from the Minnesota Vikings. The starting tight end will be TJ Hockenson from the Detroit Lions, and the reserves will be Evan Engram from the New York Giants. Let's go now to the offensive line. The offensive tackles, the starters, will be David Bakhtiari from the Green Bay Packers and Trent Williams from the San Francisco 49ers, and the reserve will be Teron Armstead from the New Orleans Saints. The guards will be, the starters will be Brandon Scherff from the Washington football team and Elgton Jenkins from the Green Bay Packers, and the reserve will be Andres Pete from the New Orleans Saints, and the starting center will be Philadelphia Eagles Jason Kelce, and the reserve will be Frank Ragnow from the Detroit Lions. That's your offense for the NFC. Now on out to the defense for the NFC. This is a good defensive team right here. The starting defensive ends will be from the New Orleans Saints, Cam Jordan, and from the Philadelphia Eagles, Brandon Graham. And the reserves will be Chase Young from the Washington football team. The defensive tackles, the starters, will be Aaron Donald from the Los Angeles Rams and Fletcher Cox from the Philadelphia Eagles. And the reserves will be Grady Jarrett from the Atlanta Falcons. The outside linebackers, the starters will be Za'Darius Smith from the Green Bay Packers and Khalil Mack from the Chicago Bears. And the reserve will be Jason Pierre-Paul from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The starting inside linebacker will be Bobby Wagner from the Seattle Seahawks, and the reserve will be Fred Warner from the San Francisco 49ers. This is interesting. DeMario Davis didn't make this team. He definitely was deserving of making the Pro Bowl last year, and he didn't make it this year. This is quite interesting. But again, looks like DeMario Davis will go all pro this year. But it's interesting how he didn't make that squad this year. But those are the picks at the linebacker position. Let's move along now to the cornerback position. The starters will be Jalen Ramsey from the Los Angeles Rams and Jair Alexander from the Green Bay Packers. And the reserves will be Marshawn Lattimore from the New Orleans Saints and James Bradbury from the New York Giants. At the free safety position, the starter is going to be Quandre Diggs from the Seattle Seahawks. And your strong safeties, the starter is going to be Buda Baker from the Arizona Cardinals. And you've got the reserve, Jamal Adams from the Seattle Seahawks. All right, so that takes care of the defensive side for the NFC. Now, special teams, the punter will be Jack Fox from the Detroit Lions. At the place kicker position, you've got Young Wei Koo from the Atlanta Falcons. The return specialist, you've got Cordarrelle Patterson from the Chicago Bears. At special teams, you have Nick Bellore from the Seattle Seahawks. And the long snapper will be from the Seattle Seahawks, Tyler Ott. So that's your AFC, NFC, your 2021 Pro Bowl rosters. Again, no Pro Bowl game this year, of course, because of due to COVID. So it's going to be primarily a virtual thing. So it's going to be interesting how this thing is going to be played out. So, but nevertheless, again, congratulations to those guys for making the Pro Bowl. And real quickly, the most selections by each team, actually the Baltimore Ravens, the Green Bay Packers, and the Seattle Seahawks had the most Pro Bowl selections throughout the whole NFL. Baltimore, Green Bay, and Seattle all had 7, followed by the New Orleans Saints had 5, the Buffalo Bills had 5, and also the Pittsburgh Steelers had 5. And then 3 selections went to Cleveland, Indianapolis, New England, Arizona, Detroit, Philadelphia, and San Francisco. Cincinnati, Jacksonville, the New York Jets, Carolina, and Dallas were the only teams that had no Pro Bowl selection. So there you have it. That's another special, another exciting edition of the NFL Wrap-Up. This special holiday edition, this Christmas edition of the NFL Wrap-Up. Once again, a big special thank you to Ross Jackson, host of the Locked On Saints podcast, and also the editor for Canal Street Chronicles. Check him out on the various social media platforms. Until next time, I'm Matt Robinson saying so long, and we'll talk to you again right here on another exciting edition of the NFL Wrap-Up. So long, everyone.